Psalm 100 in your book tonight. Psalm 100, find that. Psalm number 100. And I'm going to speak for a few moments. And every year for this service, just ask the Lord kind of what He would want us to do. That might be a little blessing to the church. Once in a while, we have kind of a fun night and game time. We had game time in chapel today. One of the kindergartners told me that was the best chapel ever. No preaching. It's the best chapel ever. No preaching. So, but anyway, I guess the kids feel like that, amen. Sometimes adults feel like that too, but anyway. So this is just kind of something the Lord put on my heart for tonight, and I hope that you'd enjoy what we're going to have for you this evening. Psalm 100, and read along, just follow along. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Father, bless what we have tonight as a church. May it warm our hearts, draw us closer to You. We are grateful. And we do, Lord, want to honor You and exalt You and bless Your name tonight. Lift Your name with thanksgiving and praise and rejoice, God, in all the many blessings You give to us. So help us tonight. Thank You for these folks that have come out on this cold evening. I pray You'd warm our hearts together as we look at Your Word and enjoy this time in Jesus' name. And amen. Have you noticed, fellas, that women like to take a little something, with them when they go to visit a friend? Have you noticed that if they give someone a food item in a dish, or somebody gives them a food item in a dish, they want to return the dish with a little something in it? Is that the way it is? That's just seems like that's the way it is. I know every time we go somewhere, including to see our kids who live away from here, we have to take a little something along as a gift for the person whose house we are going to. It just must be something in the makeup of a woman. I never feel that need as a man. I feel like I'm coming to see you. That ought to be good enough. Amen. Driving an hour, 45 minutes north or 7 hours south. Hey, here I am. This is good enough. But she's always got to have a little something. And that's what she says. I need to stop at the store. What do you need to stop? I need to get a little something. A little something. So anyway, the psalmist here in Psalm 100, he exhorts us to take a little something with us when we go into the presence of God. Do you see it there in verse number 2? It says, serve the Lord with gladness. That's a whole sermon in itself. And then it says, I filled out a questionnaire for one of Joe Esposito's boys, Joseph, I believe it was, about second-generation Christianity. Taylor Bruner, good to see you. Have you been here the whole night? Just got in a little bit ago. Good to see you, Taylor. And it was a bunch of questions about second-generation Christianity when it comes to the home and the church and perpetuating, you know, seeing kids grow up and serve the Lord. And it was some kind of Google thing, you know, you answered on the computer. And one of the things I said was, you know, boy, if kids don't see their parents enjoying serving God, it makes it difficult for them to grow up and want to serve God. If it's a drudgery, who wants to do that? So it's very important that we serve the Lord with gladness. Then he said, come before His presence with singing. So when we go into the presence of God, we're supposed to take a little something with us. And that is, he says, singing. The truth of the matter is, singing is something that God really enjoys. God blesses His heart. If you don't like singing, you're not going to enjoy heaven. Because there's going to be a ton of singing up in heaven. The saints around the throne, it'll be well worth our while because He is worthy and deserving of every bit of it. There's something about singing that God really enjoys. In fact, I heard Jack Treber years ago talking about having devotions. He was teaching about having devotions, and he said you ought to have a scripture, or, you know, Bible time to read the Bible, a time to pray, And then he said, he chooses a hymn every morning. And he sings it. Sings that hymn every morning. And I've never really done that, but I thought at the time, I thought, you know, that's probably a good idea. And really, the Bible says to come before His presence with singing. Now, I understand here that, you know, this is a psalm written to Hebrew people about the temple, the tabernacle, and the tabernacle, then the temple when it was permanent, and their worship, if you will. But, you know, in the New Testament church, it's no different. Singing plays an important part in our worship at a New Testament church service. And you look at Ephesians chapter 5, you'll find out that one of the results of being filled with the Holy Spirit is singing and making melody, sing with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Then you go to Colossians chapter 3, and you find out that being filled with the Word of God has the same result. You're singing and making melody in your heart with grace to the Lord. So somebody who, you know, plays, if you play down singing, you're playing down something that the Holy Spirit finds very important. And something that being filled with the Bible puts in your heart, puts a song in your heart. And so come before His presence with singing. Truth of the matter is, singing is one of those things that accompany salvation that I talked about last night. He hath put a new song in my mouth. Even praise to our God. That's what the psalmist said about the Lord Jesus. So Isaac Watts, the renowned English hymn writer, he put it this way in the song that we sing once in a while from our hymn book called We're Marching to Zion. First verse goes like this: Come, we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known, join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord, and thus surround the throne. Kind of sound like he had this verse in mind when he wrote those words. And then in verse number 3, he said this: Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad. In other words, if God saved you, He put a song in your heart. And it's even praise to God. And when the songs we sing, you get down to verse number 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. You couple those two verses together. You come before His presence with singing, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. When the songs we sing contain the themes of thanksgiving and praise, it is a way in which we can thank God and bless His name. And you know, praise pleases God. The Bible says that He inhabited the praises of Israel. The Bible says that the praises of God will put the devil on the run. And, you know, folks, I don't get worried when people get happy in church. And it ought not bother you. And, you know, say, well, somebody gets loud once in a while. Hey, it's okay. There's enough quiet folk. One loud person ain't going to kill us. I'll promise you that. And when we get to heaven, it's going to be real loud at times. So don't throw any cold water on that. Don't throw any cold water. Man approached me and said, Pastor, I don't ever want to do anything to disrupt the spirit of the service. I said, Brother, if God's moving, you help yourself. You help yourself. Folks, I've been in services where Sammy Allen ran out of the auditorium, ran around the back of the auditorium, ran back in the other door while he was preaching. All the way around. So that's not going to, a little amen or hallelujah, glory to God, it's not going to upset me, I'll promise you. And when the theme of singing, when we come before His presence with singing, and the theme of that singing is thankfulness and praise to His name, it's a way that we can thank God. It's a way that we bless His name. And so tonight, I asked the Lord a few days ago, Lord, what do we want for next Tuesday night? Thinking about that actually a month in advance. What are we going to do on Tuesday night? And the Lord brought me to this text, and the Lord brought me to the mind of having some singing tonight. Come before His presence with singing, because it is right and it's proper that we take a little something with us when we come into His presence. And that little something is singing. And in particular, songs that emphasize thanksgiving and praise so that we can properly and rightfully thank Him and bless His name. And that's what we ought to do. Especially, and not just this season of the year, but especially this season of the year. Especially. You know, if you've been here on Wednesday nights at all the last month, you've heard me say, I think, in two different lessons that the majority of us, if not all of us, are wealthy in comparison to how the rest of the world lives. And we really ought to be thankful for it. Sometimes materialism has kind of muted our gratitude. We kind of expect it. So I've asked some different groups to sing tonight. We may throw in a congregational song in between some of them. And I, just recently on a Wednesday night, Mary and Mindy sang a song that speaks of God's goodness and God's thankfulness. And so I asked them to sing that song again tonight. And so Mary and Mindy are going to come and sing our first song tonight. And then we're just going to come before His presence with singing. We're going to do a little singing tonight. Let the music, let the theme of the song, let the words warm your heart. Amen. Amen.
Up this morning and I started my day. God's mercy was with me all of the way. His goodness stayed close by to meet all my needs. My Lord is taking good care of me. I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. One day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see. My Lord is taking good care of me. I'm counting my blessings as I journey along. Good friends, a family, and a place to call home. The church where I worship, the Bible I read. My Lord is taking good care of me. I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. One day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see. My Lord is taking good care of me. When Satan comes tempting and he brings up my past, I tell him I'm forgiven and it's buried at last. The blood shed on Calvary now speaks for me. My Lord is taking good care of me. I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. One day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see. My Lord is taking good care of me. I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. One day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see. My Lord is taking good care of me.
Ladies, that was good. That was a blessing. Page 54 in your songbook, page 54. And let's sing a good old song, Give Him the Glory. We don't sing it often, but it's a good song, 5-4 in your songbook. Do you remember when you were drowning in a sea of sin? Let's sing it together, number 5-4. Give Him the Glory, we're singing tonight, number 5-4. Ready? Do you remember when you were drowning in a sea of sin? Going down for the last time, when you called upon His name. He reached down His nail-scarred hand and lifted you out. So remember where you were back then and thank Him for where you are now. Here we go. Give Him the glory for what He's done in your heart. He took you from sin and strife and gave a new start. He took your broken life and made you complete. So take off your crowns of glory at the Savior's feet. Here we go. Do you remember when with all your heart you longed to serve Him, but you didn't think that Jesus could use someone like you? Now look how He's used your life. Since he called you out, then remember where you were back then and thank him for where you are now. Lift it up, church. Give him the glory for what he's done in your heart. He took you from sin and strife and gave a new start. He took your broken life and made you complete. So take off your crowns of glory and cast them at the Savior's feet. That's a blessing. Amen. Good singing. Teenagers got a song for us tonight. A group of young people. Come on, sing. Good. 349. Good old hymn now. Glory to his name. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Glory to his name. A familiar one. Let's sing a couple, three verses. 349 lifted up from the first verse. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, singing glory, his name. Glory to his name, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Let's do number two. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Was the blood applied? Glory to His name, third as the last. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Sing and glory. His name and glory to. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. The psalmist said to thank songs of praise and thanksgiving, bless His name. And we do want to give glory to His name tonight. We've got a trio that's going to sing for us. So I've asked that trio to come, and Luke and a couple of ladies sing for us tonight. It'll be a blessing.
Some testings and trials felt like a detour that went on for miles. But standing here now, looking back, I can say, Lord, I'm thankful.
Some storms I thought I would never survive, but here I am feeling so strong and alive. The darkness is past and the morning is bright, and I'm thankful. Like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail, I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions. Lord, I'm thankful like Noah back on dry ground, thankful like Lazarus finally unwound. Every beat of my heart wants to pound, I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful.
I've battled giants of failure and fear, shadows of doubt where my hope was unclear. But all along, Lord, You were hovering near, and I'm thankful. All the sins of my past were a thundering roar that echoed the guilt that I could not ignore.
But it's nailed to a cross and I bear it no more, and I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail. I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions. Lord, I'm thankful like Noah back on dry ground, thankful like Lazarus finally unwound. Every beat of my heart wants to pound, I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail. I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions. Lord, I'm thankful like Noah back on dry ground, thankful like Lazarus finally unwound. Every beat of my heart wants to pound, I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful.
I enjoyed that. You know, you may not enjoy the difficulty, the trial, the valley, but you sure enjoy the fact that God's with you all the way. And that's what you can be thankful for. Let's turn to 34. Turn to page 34. Great old hymn. Let's stand. Stand with me and stretch your legs for just a second. We're going to have a couple more songs in a minute from some different folks. But let's sing that good old hymn tonight. How great thou art. Amen. Give us an introduction there. Page 34. And let's sing it from our heart tonight. Oh, Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, my God. When I in awesome wonder consider all. thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Singing now, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Sing it. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Can you raise that for the last stanza? Okay, there, here we go. Oh, and Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Is it from your soul tonight? Can you say that? Let's sing the chorus. There we go. Then sings my soul. Oh yes, he is. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Amen. Have a seat. The Bragg Trio is going to come sing for us now.
Every day, even this world.
There, while they were singing that part about family, my heart is heart's heavy for Brother Jason Minkowski this year. I don't know if you thought about that or not, but it'll be their first Thanksgiving season without Kelly, and then Christmas right on the heels of that. And even plays close to Scott and Linnea's heart, I know. But we've still been blessed, no doubt about it. I appreciate Brother Jason's faithfulness through all of this. And if you think about him, remember him the next couple of days, his family, those kids. Brother Tony, come sing for us. Tony sang a song a couple weeks ago. I think it wasn't too long ago, was it? You sang this. It'd be appropriate for tonight.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggled along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Now I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. And a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Thank you, Brother Tony. 563 in your book. This is a song with similar words to what Brother Tony just sang, but a different tune. 563, let's stand together. We're going to sing this, and we're going to have prayer. And I just wanted to use the time tonight to come before His presence with singing and let our souls rejoice in the blessings and goodness of God. Now, the timing of this one will be a little bit different going through it. It's one of those kind of strange timing songs. But we'll get through it. If you don't know it, you can learn it. For making the sun to shine, putting the stars in the sky. Just want to thank you, Lord. For making the sun to shine, putting the stars in the sky, for the flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue. Thank you, Lord, for the sparrow that sings, it makes sweet melody, for the rivers that flow, the rain and the snow. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for being a friend so dear, giving my sad heart cheer, for holding my hand when I could not stand. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life for me on the cross of Calvary, for taking my place, mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing it now. Here we go. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. She's going to play through the song that we just sang. You want to take a minute, kneel here, kneel at your seat, turn your seat to an altar, and just turn the singing into words tonight. Come from your heart. Take a moment and be thankful and bless His name and rejoice in His goodness and to think about the blessings. And it's more than you can comprehend in a few moments of time. But take a moment and let's just be grateful tonight for how good God is to us. What a blessing to be saved. If you're not saved, boy, what a great night to get saved. You know, God sends the rain on the saved and the unsaved, the sunshine on the saved and the unsaved. But when it's all said and done, only the saved are going to spend eternity with Him. Are you saved? If you're not saved, what a great night to be saved. Salvation, receiving Christ, is a sign of thankfulness for what Jesus did so that we can go to heaven.